got into Harvard Law?
What, like it's hard?
Scarface on repeat. Scarface on repeat. Constant, y'all.
Catch a painted pony on the spinning wheel ride.
Some people are saying that your new music sounds a lot like Bob Dylan.
Well, maybe Bob Dylan sounds a lot like me.
She doesn't even go here. They knew, and they let it happen.
Oh, and in case I don't see you.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Thanks for tuning in to Outside the Frame, London's only movie talk show. My name's Elijah.
I'm Mike.
And we have two guests here today. Would you mind introducing yourself? We'll start to my right.
Hi, I'm Maddie. This is my first time on today.
And I'm Dalton.
All right. And Dalton, this is
your first time.
This is not my first time.
This is not your first time at all, but it is Maddie's first time. So welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We are here to talk about some fun stuff. I'm really excited. Oscars. But before we get into that, as per usual, we do have some housekeeping things to get through, organizing
how we're going to do the episode.
Yeah. I like to take care of the housekeeping on air. Really good radio. Really engaging.
It's like
audio.
Showing photos. Like, we'll just show photos to each other.
And then just say, oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it plays really well on the air.
We just won't describe anything. We have a Twitch account and we never use it.
I look gross on camera, dude. No one wants to see that.
I don't know. I think we're some handsome guys. But anyways, 519-661-3600. If you want to call or text, 519.
No, don't call, dude.
Just text in because it's hard to call and talk on the phone during a talk show. We are taking recommendations. So next week for our next week episode, for the first half anyway, we are doing our audience recommendation watch. So if you send in your movie recommendations, you can text us and anything that you want us to watch, it'll go into a draw and we will have to draw. And whichever we pick, we have to watch and review on the next show. I've put it up on our Instagram account at Outside the Frame Pod as well. And we've gotten some very interesting ones so far.
We'll be taking out anything Christopher Nolan, just so you know that.
There actually isn't anything.
Yeah, I know. I'm just putting it out there that it won't go into the list.
You can suggest it.
I really hope yours gets picked.
You don't get to know, Mike.
It's fine.
Unless it gets,
I'll know when I see it go into the hat.
Yeah. So we have the ones already, but you can text us your movie recommendations, 519-661-3600 if you want to participate and make us watch either a great movie or a terrible one. It's up to you. The fate of our movie watching experience is in your hands. More important than anything else, we have another edition of movie trivia tonight at the Holy Diver, 8 p.m. This one's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I've been telling everybody, weather be damned, snow. We live in Canada.
It's Canada, man. We got some snow.
We got some snow.
What are we doing?
Exactly. You'll find your way there. It's going to be a lot of fun. The categories this time are just, we put some good fun and thought into it.
And Dalton's going to be there.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're coming, Maddie.
I don't know yet.
Okay.
We'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
I can only handle you guys for like 40 minutes.
Yeah. And honestly, very fair. Yeah.
Give me 55 minutes and then we'll see.
Trying to win me over by
the end. Yeah. But yes, we will be, Dalton will be our special guest today, helping us with some of our categories. If you've been to one before, you know what to expect. If you haven't, just expect a lot of fun. And some
great prizes, too.
Great prizes, of course, as always, courtesy of Highland Cinema, Radio Western, and Holy Diver.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
And our next one is December 9th, by the way, so mark it in your calendars. It's going to be a week early because of exams and whatnot.
It's about a month away then.
No, it's definitely not.
Just under a month. Yeah. Today's the 11th.
Definitely not.
No,
you are so far off, Elijah. 3 days? Come on. 2 days.
Yeah,
I can't even do my math.
No, you can't. Yeah, it's the second Tuesday in December.
Yes, okay. Yeah. I can't do math at all. I apologize. But what I can do quite well, I think,
is talk
about movies and predict and follow the awards race for films. So today we are doing some early Oscar predictions, courtesy of the four of us that have stopped here. Mike's, if you can hear that crinkling, that is Mike getting his notes out. in
Don't
like
cheat.
What looks like 52-point font. Just get glasses, dude.
No, I just do that just so that, you know, it's just easy. That's all.
That's fair.
You know, I didn't check the font when I printed it, and then it just printed big. That's it.
Yeah, and you're not going to like...
Dude, I have elvish eyes. I don't need glasses, dude. I'm serious. I'm the only one in my family that doesn't have glasses, so...
Oh.
You know? Yeah.
Look at you. 20/20 vision.
No, dude. Like more like 40/30, I think.
Actually. Oh, wow.
Just one eye, though, is
just
really
one eye,
strong.
My right yeah. eye is super strong. Yeah. I don't know why, but that's just the way they tested it. So.
I feel like you should get that checked. That sounds very dangerous.
That's no, a lot of, like actually, X-ray. I don't. A lot of people have different, like, better sight in one eye than the other.
That is true.
Yeah,
that is true. 40 though. In
that's
one
not
eye
what this
is like.
That's not what this show's about, though.
It's
better
not
to watch movies with. All
yeah.
right, here we
there
go.
We go. There we go.
Hey, we got
it. You're keeping us on track. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'm glad we have you here today. So we've gone ahead and gone into, I believe it is the six categories, the six top categories.
Four.
I did four.
I was told four.
I was
yeah.
told four, but yeah. I did
we
extras.
Can do four.
Yeah, of course
I
did.
I did more than
I
four.
Have all four acting ones, and then... Okay. And then, okay, so I think that's where we got confused.
Yeah. So when ones. I messaged you last night and said, hey, these are the four categories that I told everyone to do, you said, yeah, dude, that sounds great.
Yeah, because I got it today when I got into work. But that is okay.
That's just more house cleaning stuff that's on
yeah,
the air.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, you know, yeah.
I also don't think that we're going to have time.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the
at
other
this rate,
that's
yeah.
No.
Gonna get through two, maybe.
10 minutes. Two. 10 minutes just to get ourselves in order and get organized. Okay, so then that makes this a bit easier then. So if we're just gonna skip over, I would assume what is the supporting roles?
Yes.
I'm assuming those are the two that okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah I did. I mean I did them,
I
but
did
I did
it too,
yeah,
but, you know.
I didn't do them, you know. I didn't really think too hard about them, that's all.
That's fair. Yeah. Okay. That's yeah. that is fair. Okay, so then if we have time, we can jump to those two.
Sure.
But let's take care of some other ones. This is far too early in the race to even consider these as like super set in stone. By any means,
that's
why
that's
why they're called early.
Way too early.
Okay, fair enough. These are just our predictions. This is just what we think from being as knowledgeable as we are,
experts
in film. If we were on Gold Derby, we would be considered experts.
Yes.
And
what's that?
What's an expert?
No.
Well, an expert is like when you are really, really good and really knowledgeable at something.
If we were on
it's
what?
Gold Derby. It's a website for like...
It's tracking for like who wins at the Oscars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did not know
it's
that.
It's like Oscars, Golden Globes, Grammys, Emmys. You can find like what the...
Interesting.
Yeah, so they have editors and they pull from different like publications. Hollywood
what was it
reporter,
called? Gold Diggers?
Gold Derby.
Oh.
Close. Yeah.
I think familiar with one, not familiar with
yes. Yeah. You gotta brush up. Yeah.
Okay. I think it's to help like... betting or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
first
gotcha.
Yeah.
Like derby racing. So,
yeah.
There we go.
Exactly.
Yes. So if that was all to say, we are quite knowledgeable in this and do not, you know, I wouldn't put money on most of these, but
some of them you might be able to.
I think some because I do have
mine,
a few that are
definitely can, I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
so.
you do see the future.
Yeah.
The future of film.
We're going to do best picture, best director, best actor, best actress, right?
That is correct. Yeah. So we have those four and then...
Do you want to save best picture for the second half?
I wanted to...
Or do you want to start?
No, I want to go from actor to actress, director, best picture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make our way, just like in the show.
Just like in the show.
We make our way down to the big one, mm-hmm. I think.
Something that could have been told to me yesterday! That's what I think is...
All right.
Just quote movies, you know.
Hey,
that's what we're doing.
That's okay. I know. I love it. So why don't we start with the best actor in a leading role?
Yeah.
Are we doing this who we think is going to win first, or are we just throwing out names?
So I have that's a great question. What I have is I think our top five who we think will be nominated.
Mm-hmm.
I have an honorable mention who I would like or I think could also get in.
Yep.
And then I have who I think is kind of destined to win at this moment.
Okay.
Does that sound about right?
Sure.
Yep.
Okay.
Sure.
So I will start first, and then we'll kind of go around.
Round table.
So for best actor in a leading role, currently my predictions, I have Leonardo DiCaprio for One Battle After Another. I have him as a lock. I have Timothée Chalamet for Marty Supreme as another lock. Those are the only two locks I have in my top five. After that, I have, and this is in no particular order. After that, I have Ethan Hawke with Blue Moon. I have Wagner Moura in The Secret Agent. And at number five, I have Michael B. Jordan for Sinners, with an honorable mention for Jesse Plemons for Begonia.
All right.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So those are my top five and my honorable mention. I do have currently. I have Leonardo DiCaprio as the favorite to win. Okay. Now I would like to go around. We'll start to my right.
Yes.
With you, Maddie, and we'll see what your five are. See if we have any differences.
Well, we're pretty close. I'll tell you that much. But I also have Leonardo DiCaprio.
Of course.
I have Mr. Timothée Chalamet is on there as well. Mm-hmm. I too have Ethan Hawke.
Okay.
And then we start to differ a little bit. I have Jesse Plemons on here.
Okay, fair
and
enough.
And then I have Wagner Moura, mm-hmm. also from The Secret Agent on here. And then honorable mention for me was Jeremy Allen White. So that one kind of fell off in the past week.
Yeah.
So he got knocked down a little bit. But.
Yeah. If you had asked me before the movie came out, he probably would have been on my list.
Yeah.
And then afterwards just got the
he
hell
got
out of there.
Yeah. And then I got Timmy as my one that I'm going for.
Those are my only.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're the only two locks, I think, right now. So I think that's a smart move.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I had exactly the same as Maddie.
Wow.
Except for the last one. And I think what I understand from the Oscars is they like an underdog story.
Mm.
Someone who's been around.
Oh.
You got the same one as me, I think.
And I think it's going to go to Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson.
Mm.
It's a good story. They get the press. It's going to put a lot of attention on the Oscars because that's what they're looking for is eyeballs. They need people to watch the Oscars. He's going to get people to watch the Oscars.
Yeah, he's a story.
Mm-hmm. Right? And in the same way that, you know, Demi was a story last year, right? And we've seen this in a lot of different Oscars. So my lineup was exactly the same with Jesse as my fourth, so mm-hmm. that's where we differ.
Mm-hmm.
And, and Dwayne is my fifth. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen The Secret Agent. I know that dude's on a bunch of lists.
Yeah.
I have no idea if it's going to get in because I just don't know if anyone's going to see that movie.
That was my kind of underdog pick, I guess, in that vein.
I think that I just never think to underestimate how large the Brazilian fan base is.
They are
very big, and they are very passionate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, I mean, we saw it last year with, I'm drawing a blank now.
I'm Still Here.
Yes, I'm Still Here. Thank you. And the push that got in the back half. Like, at first, it was kind of in the discussion.
Yeah.
But towards, like, the
got
end.
Got a really big
right
push.
Right at the end.
Huge push, exactly. So that's why I'm kind
it's
of.
A great movie, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm kind of, that's why.
A little spoiler, I did not put Sinners on any of my categories.
Ooh.
That is
a bit of a
hot take, but okay. We'll get into it in a few.
Yeah. I've heard.
Don't come at me. Dude.
I'm not coming at you. No. I said it's a hot take.
Yeah.
How many
proud of your hot takes? So if anything, this is a compliment.
It's a hot take in the sense of I'm trying to follow what the Oscars are
famous
for doing.
Say.
I
don't know about that one.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people going your way as to they think it's like
for certain categories. But
yeah,
there's some that I don't think.
I don't think Michael B. Jordan's getting there.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Not, okay.
There's a list of 10 people that you could choose ahead of him.
I think I put him there more as a wish. Maybe if I can like manifest it and speak it into existence.
I have a lot of wishes too.
Exactly.
I didn't put them on the list.
That's okay. We're not winning anything on this. So if I can manifest it, I'm okay with that.
I mean, he did play two people as well.
Yeah.
So you know,
they do love a good gimmick. Yeah. So, you know, there is a okay, and now
Dalton, what's your list?
Mine are Timothée Chalamet for Marty Supreme. I think he's going to win it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Another good story. I also have him winning it
as
well.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio for One Battle After Another. Like you, those are my only two. Like these are for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I do have Ethan Hawke for Blue Moon. I think if Chalamet doesn't get it, Ethan Hawke gets it.
Mm.
I have Jesse Plemons for Bugonia, and I have Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson.
We had the same list, dude.
Smashing Machine.
That's awesome.
You had Jesse Plemons?
Yeah. I had the same.
All right.
We just different.
Same.
You had two different ones.
You
had
one.
And then you and I were the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty
cool.
Close, though.
Pretty close.
I do think that there is a lot of validity to The Rock, to Dwayne Johnson getting an Oscar nomination, because you know the movie did pretty poorly at the box office.
Yes.
Now, with that being said, one thing that has been kind of spoken about just in the public sphere from filmmakers and from critics is his performance. That does seem to be the main
takeaway.
It is the
best part of the movie
is
seeing him do that. I mean,
it'll be the only thing it gets.
Yeah, it's not going to get any. I don't have Smashing Machine in any other category.
Yeah. No. That is fair. And that's probably why I kind of took it away because I feel like they like to group things together a lot of the time. They just like, they're kind of, I don't want to call them
there's
lazy
always these
with
out,
it, but they're just
there's
like.
There's always these outliers though.
That is, like, that is fair.
There's always like one or two where
in
you're
acting,
just like
yeah,
in
it
acting.
Yeah.
It's
often.
Like. Yeah. Yeah, so that's why it's why I have Sweeney for Christy in Best Actress.
Well, you're getting ahead of yourself.
I do not have that.
Yeah, yeah.
I do not have that.
That is kind
what
of
a rough week for that one, eh?
No kidding. Yeah.
Rough week.
Yeah. My goodness.
I'm pretty sure if you combine the movies that I've made together, it made as much as Christy.
Probably.
And no one's heard of me, dude.
Yeah. All of her movies this year, by the way. Yeah. Christy, yeah. Eden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Americana.
Americana, that's right. Yep. Yeah,
and then
there's one more in there, Echo Valley.
Yes, which was streaming,
I think, only.
Yeah.
Some of those should have been.
It's rough.
Some of those should have been
straight to streaming. Yeah. You're not wrong.
Probably all of them. Except for Christy, I would say skip streaming, just go straight to DVD.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Not even Blu-ray or 4K. No. DVD.
Yeah. VHS if they can
straight to the Hallmark channel.
Because VHS is cool. It's gotta go in the middle.
It's gotta be like the Walmart dollar bin that you can find.
100%.
Straight to syndicated broadcast.
Yeah. It's like cut for commercial.
Yeah, it's got ads playing.
Yeah. Okay. I think these are strong lists. We all have like at least the first like three or four of all of ours are pretty similar.
Yeah.
I like those a lot. So I think that we can probably jump into the best actress in a leading role. This one, personally, I have a lot more locks for this one.
Oh, I really? Do not.
You do not.
I do not.
I have
four locks in this one.
Wow.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on here.
Yeah.
There's a lot to choose from, actually.
I have
actually.
Two locks.
Two locks?
Yeah. I have 2.5 locks. I'm like, I'm pretty sure.
I have 2.35 locks.
There we go.
Okay, very nice. I like those stats. I started last time. So, Maddie, why don't you go ahead and start us off on this one.
So, for actress, I have Jessie Buckley as my number one.
Okay.
Then I have Renate Resvit. Is that how you say her name?
That's how we're going to say it.
Yeah, okay. From Sentimental Value. Mm-hmm. I have Cynthia Erivo from Wicked. I have Chase Infinity from One Battle After Another. And I have Emma Stone from Begonia. And like I said, I'm going with Jessie Buckley as my pick.
Okay. Yeah. Seems to be the front runner in this scenario.
I haven't seen Hamnet.
Nope.
It does seem like it's something.
Right up your alley.
I mean, I don't know. I'll definitely check it out when it's. I don't think it's officially out yet. I think it's out soon.
Yeah, not for like general audiences.
General audiences. Yeah. It was at.
Is it a Christmas release?
I think a little earlier.
December though.
It was at TIFF, and I just one of those ones I couldn't get to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But everyone talked about it. People were crying and stuff, which really annoyed me. But not that people were crying, but the type of people that said they were crying annoyed me. However,
you just don't like emotion.
Yeah.
No, I like emotion, dude. I had the same two.
Yeah.
Renee and Buckley.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess those two would be like my locks. I think those aren't going anywhere.
My 2.5 is, Chase and Cynthia are kind of
I mean, I just left Erivo out of it. Not because I don't necessarily like her. It's just like, I don't know. Everyone's just assuming that Wicked's going to get in.
Because nobody's seen it yet, but we're all
no
just assuming.
Seen it.
Yeah.
But I think that assumption will get it there.
That's the thing. Too many people are talking about it.
The voters assume, too.
They're all just going to put it down. They want
to think
again,
about it. And again, it's very well documented that they don't really watch all the movies.
They do not.
So that's what the whole point of campaigning is. So I feel like they're just going to be like,
the name's out there.
Oh, man. And plus, like you said about The Rock,
It's
going to draw people in.
Yeah, it will. I mean, but I guess this is my wishful thinking that I hope that Wicked is nowhere to be seen. But I don't know if that's going to be the case. However, I did leave all Wicked people off my list.
There are no Wicked people.
Amanda Seyfried, I put in as Testament of Anne Lee, which I have seen, and I really hope this would be my pick in my personal pick, who I think should win. I did go, I guess maybe a little bit more indie in my list for the bottom three. So Amanda for Testament of Anne Lee, then Jennifer Lawrence in Die My Love.
Okay,
I think she gets there again. It's a good story. She hasn't been there in a while. I think she just
they love her too.
Yeah. I think she just had a kid, right? And so her kind of come like back into the fray of the Oscar season. Plus,
especially a movie about motherhood,
right? Then you get the whole thing of, like, she's actually really good in this movie. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to remind people why, She's not just a girl from, you know, the Hunger Games. Like, she's legit in this movie. I mean, she has a lot more to do than Pattinson. However, she's phenomenal in Die My Love. And I chose Rose Byrne for If I Had Legs, I'd Kick You. Mm-hmm. So I kind of just went more indie. Mm-hmm. And I think those are, like, the cool picks.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just don't think the Academy is.
Right. So this is, like, my more wishful thinking because I think those are the three people that really deserve to be there. Not sentimental value I've seen, and I've seen I haven't seen Hamnet. However, I have seen the other three, and they're all, like, to me, that's what the Oscars were created for, is to like highlight those kind of performances. Mm-hmm. Those are, like, the movies don't work without those performances, right? Yeah. Not to say sentimental value in Hamnet isn't like that. I don't get the vibe with Hamnet that it's not working if Buckley isn't in there. Yeah. I do know for a fact that those bottom three don't work if those yeah. women aren't there.
Interesting.
So, anyways, that was my little speech on that category.
All right. So mine, I have pretty similar. I have Hamnet, Jesse Buckley. I think she'll win.
Mm-hmm.
I have Renate Reinsva from Sentimental Value. I have Amanda Seyfried from The Testament of Anne Lee.
She's really good, dude.
She was my sixth.
Yeah. I have Chase Infinity for One Battle After Another. Again, good story.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good movie.
Yeah.
Not bad. Cynthia Erivo for Wicked. And then my honorable mention was Jennifer Lawrence for Die My Love.
Very nice.
Because they love her.
They do love her.
They really do.
Yeah. They're like,
she got nominated for Winter's Bone, dude. You think she's not getting
it? And that was her first nomination.
Yeah.
That was her first, dude. Which is, yeah.
She didn't win for that, though.
She did
right?
not. She's only won twice,
Silver Linings.
No, just for Silver Linings.
Are you sure?
She's got multiple nominations because she won for Silver Linings, and then she got nominated for American Hustle and Joy.
Yeah. I like Joy. No one else did.
I kind of like Joy. Yeah.
It was a movie.
I'll see anything with her in it. So
another very like talented and very charismatic.
Yes.
Both on and off the camera.
Absolutely.
She should have got nominated for Mother, I think.
That's a
tough role.
That's a performance. Yeah.
It is certainly a performance. Yeah.
Everyone go and see Mother.
Yeah. It's definitely playing in theaters right now.
The holidays are coming up. Just sit in front of a fireplace. Yeah. There is fire in that movie, so
there's a lot of things in that movie.
There sure are. Yeah. Okay, so mine is pretty similar, I would say, to everybody's here. Mm-hmm. I think you and I, Maddie, have a pretty similar list.
Yeah.
Jesse Buckley, Hamnet, I have that as a lock. Renate Reins for Sentimental Value.
Everyone just gave up at the end.
I always hope that if I get quieter at the end, people are like, what was that? Oh, he probably said it, right?
Yeah, sure.
So for Sentimental Value, locked as well.
John Travolta is saying
yeah.
Adele Devine.
I have Emma Stone and Begonia as a lock, simply for the fact that she just hasn't missed since she's been working. The only one that seems to have missed recently was Kinds of Kindness. But that was a very early, that was like a June, I think, or a May or June release.
Yeah, it was.
Different type of movie, too, for like the Oscars to go for.
It's also not like a real
a
movie.
Role.
Like, it's like
three. Yeah.
It's three short films.
It's like three movies. And
yeah.
So like, what part of that do you nominate her for?
Right,
like,
yeah. It's weird to pitch that as, like, you know, because it's like he had three ideas and was like, I just can't find the way to make a full-length film, you know?
He didn't have enough to, like, make short films, but he didn't have enough to make, like, a feature film either. So he's just like, we'll do this.
I guess this will work. Yeah. I have good ideas on this one. So I have her locked. I am regretting putting this next one as a lock after this discussion, but you know what? Whatever, I'm going for it. I have Cynthia Erivo locked because I just think that, you know.
She's probably going to, it's not.
That's the thing.
That's why I said it.
And she's got to sing too. Like,
they're bringing her back for another singing performance.
Yeah, they're going to have her live doing that for sure.
Yeah, yeah. They had her open the last year's and she's
But that's good enough. All the good songs.
You don't need a nomination.
All the good songs are in part one anyway.
They wrote a new one.
Uh huh.
I know they did. I know they did.
Yeah. And I'm here, and you know what? The review embargo has not been lifted quite yet.
It'll be the day before. Trust me.
Yeah. But you know, from people who have seen it, they've been saying some pretty positive things about it. So who knows? I think that it's a huge draw for the Academy to do it. So it just kind of, to me, seems like a no-brainer that they would.
It's an old-school Academy vote.
It is. You
know? From the guy who directed, like, Step Up 3.
Yeah.
You know? Step Up 2, Da Streets.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's the best one.
Is it?
It's the only one I've seen.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You haven't seen the original with Channing Tatum?
No, I've seen the first. I meant of the sequels.
I was going to say. That's the prequel to Magic Mike.
You got to do that and Save the Last Dance, double feature.
Oh. Yeah. Great pull, by the way. I thought I was the only one in existence who had seen that for a long time.
My sister
was a Julia Stiles OG, dude.
Yeah.
She was my, that was, I was like, man, Julia Stiles is the best. I'll watch anything with her.
Yeah, yeah. And I did.
And
yeah.
I did, yeah. Including Save the Last Dance.
Yep, yeah.
Which, do you want to give the audience a quick rundown of what that movie's about, or no?
Yeah, actually, sure. Yeah, it's about, she's from the suburbs, Julia Stiles, and she moves into a more impoverished part.
She's a white lady, by the way.
Yeah, in case you didn't know who Julia Stiles was, if you haven't seen any of the Bourne movies.
Yeah.
White girl who takes ballet.
Sure, yeah.
And moves
into... But doesn't get in, by
doesn't
the way.
Get in.
Yeah.
But she still has to audition.
Yeah,
so
and she gets bummed out about it.
Yeah. So they, but they have to relocate and move to a more impoverished school.
Yeah.
And this more impoverished school, of course, is predominantly
is it white
black.
Too? Oh no!
And then she meets this guy who's a great hip hop dancer, and then it's like, wow, these two worlds really can come together.
Yeah.
And she teaches him ballet stuff. He teaches her some hip hop
moves. Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've seen every variation of it that came out afterwards.
Do you
as well.
Do you remember what she wore for her final audition? Do you remember?
No.
She had the braids in, dude.
Oh no. Oh,
no. Did not remember
she
that.
She was from Da Streets, you know?
Yeah. Of course, yeah.
She was from Step Up 2.
To Da Streets,
That's right.
Yeah. The influence for that movie.
Save the Last Dance.
That's our rundown.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks
for
tuning in. At number five, I have Rose Byrne.
I forgot you still had one left.
I have Rose Byrne at number five. I think that Rose Byrne has been doing a good, not like a huge campaign trail, but a very steady and
consistent.
Yeah, she's had a consistent one ever since Sundance.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that I'm still hearing her name brought up as often as it has been since Sundance is in, what, February, March?
January. Yeah, I think so.
It's early.
It's very early in the year, and the fact that I've still been hearing about her name, and I mean, it did just come out as like a wider release a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
end of October. Still playing at the Highland Cinema. Mm-hmm. And
I don't know if that's true.
Oh, is that not true?
It is not still
playing. I thought it was still playing.
No, it just did a week.
Ah, well then. That's my attempt to try to plug it. Oh, boy.
Great radio.
He just showed me a
great
picture
radio.
Of Julia Stiles.
Yeah, I see it.
She's got the braids in.
Yes.
My honorable mention is Amanda Seyfried for The Testament of Anne Lee as well. A movie I have not seen, but I think that with the right campaigning, especially because, A, there's a late release. It's a Christmas release, build up that anticipation later in the game. And I also think that they could, Mona Fassbold could come off the heat that, you know, her and Brady Corbet were kind of seeing with The Brutalist last year and kind of stay in the Academy's mind. I could see that happening. So that's why I have I have her as an honorable mention. How's that sounding? How are those sounding?
Good.
Those are sounding good?
It's good.
You signal to me to break the pasta, so we're going to break. We're going to cut to some commercial breaks right now.
Last time we did it at like 6:35, so I didn't want us to get into that territory, you know.
Oh, I appreciate. Wow. I appreciate that, you know.
I'm always keeping an eye on the time.
For the people who listen on streaming, it doesn't even matter to them.
No,
like
it does,
they're just wondering why we even have a mid break in it. But for the people who are listening live on 94.9 Radio Western, we are going to cut to some commercial breaks. And afterwards, we're going to get back to the other two categories that we have for our way too early Oscar predictions. Almost forgot the way there. Keep it locked, 94.9. We will be back in just a moment. .9 Radio Western. You are still tuned in to Outside the Frame, London's only movie talk show. We are about midway through our way too early Oscar predictions. We have done Best Actor in a Leading Role, and we have done Best Actress in a Leading Role as well. So we only have two categories left, unless we have some more time. But just as a reminder, you can text in 519-661-3600. We're also taking audience recommendations for movies that Mike and I have to watch and review next week. It's going to be fun. Dude. We've already gotten some on our socials, specifically our Instagram. So you can text in with a movie recommendation if you want us to add it to the list that we will draw from at the end of the episode. That is 519-661-3600.
Dalton sent one in.
Dalton did send one in.
I certainly did.
Yeah. And I my exact response to him was, I pray that Mike picks this one because it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. We have two more. So let's get into the first category for the second half of the show, which would be the coveted Best Director. I have only two. No, I have two. I have three locks here. I have three locks.
I feel like I have four.
Four?
Yeah, I would say.
I think I'm pretty confident with three.
Yep. That's me. I almost had four, but then
I threw a wild card in there. Do you want me to start?
Yes.
Since
yes. Okay. Yeah, yes.
Paul Thomas Anderson for One Battle. Joachim Trier. I think that's how you say it.
Is Joaquin?
I'm not going to stop you from saying it that way.
You say it however you feel comfortable saying it.
Sentimental Value.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Chloe Zhao. Hamnet.
Yeah.
I think those three are like pretty.
Yeah, that's
those are the three agreeing. I have locked. Yeah.
The other two I'm throwing in, I think these two I'd like to see get in, but I don't know. Park Chan-wook for No Other Choice.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
I would like to see that.
Yep.
I think if ever he's going to get an Oscar, it's this movie and this time.
Yeah.
And I put in Lynn Ramsey for Die My Love.
All right. Nice.
That would be great.
That would be great.
Yeah, I think there should be. Again, I'm going more like indie with my choices because I think that's where the more interesting stuff is, rather than the more, I don't know, loud and noisy things.
Sure.
So you're also doing the manifestations?
For a couple of things, yeah. I think my top three is probably what everyone else has. But because that's kind of what everyone is saying. So
yeah.
But there's, I think this category is weirdly like deep. I think there could go a lot of different ways.
Agreed. Yeah.
So those were my five.
All right. I also have Paul Thomas Anderson for One Battle After Another.
Beautiful.
I think it's his year. I think he's winning it.
I hope so.
The only upset that could possibly happen there, I think, is Chloe Zhao for Hamnet, which is my second choice. I have Ryan Coogler for Sinners.
Okay.
I have Joachim Trier for Sentimental Value.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know. That's how I'm saying it. Okay. I have Josh Safdie for Marty Supreme.
Interesting, yeah.
And then I have an honorable mention of James Cameron.
Whoa! That's crazy.
I think he could sneak in.
Wow.
People always doubt.
I know
they do doubt the Avatar movies, and then here they come, and like no one's seen anything like it. You know?
Yeah. And so, then they're like, "Oh, he's such a visionary!
Exactly.
Like, wow, he's done it again. He made water look so clear.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, he's fire this time.
This time's fire. Yeah.
Fire's gonna look
real,
real
it's gonna
hot.
Look hot. Yeah.
Hey, I like Way of Water.
I love Way of Water.
I did not want anything. I was just like, I don't know why. And then I sat down and like 20 minutes in, I'm like, dude, this movie rules.
Yeah.
I'm so into this. IMAX 70mm opening week. Whatever the biggest screen possible.
Yeah,
we'll
absolutely.
Be there.
We'll be there.
I know.
Four and a half hours long.
Yeah, it'll be sweet.
I know you have not known me well enough to know this, but famously, I am one of the big haters of Avatar.
All right.
She'll probably be on your side.
I'm not the biggest fan of them.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yes.
And even then, I actually did enjoy Way of Water.
Yeah.
I don't know. It felt better.
It just was cool.
It was cool.
It's definitely better than the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
It made like $4 trillion.
Yeah.
With that said, I think that both of your wild card picks are very fun.
Yeah.
I think that you having James Cameron would be great.
He's just as my like honorable mention.
You know, there
didn't make the
that
list.
Is fair. I think having Lynn Ramsey is like
that's
big swing.
I would never be mad at it. I just can't see a world where it happens. Mm-hmm. But like that is like I would love to see something like that. Your list is what I want.
Right.
You know,
there
what I mean?
is a world where Cameron and Bigelow are nominated together.
That'd be so nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just saying she
again.
I don't think it'll happen either. But she was on a bunch of lists.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
I liked
House of Dynamite.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I did until.
We can
until
talk
I
about
it.
We can talk about it in a bit.
Yeah. That'll be a later.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah. Okay. For my directors, I have Paul Thomas Anderson, Zhao, Joaquin. Joaquin, sure. Those three, locked. Yep. After that, I have Ryan Coogler for Sinners and Josh Safdie for Marty Supreme as well.
So we have the same list.
Same list.
Yep. And then the only difference is my honorable mention for someone that the Academy just genuinely loves. He even got a nomination for his last movie, which was like one of the only nominations this movie got was for Best Picture. I have Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah.
Best director we're in. But yes, I agree.
I know. Yeah. I just like for his last movie, Nightmare Alley. It just snuck in a Best Picture nomination.
Oh, right. Yes.
Out of nowhere. So they do love him.
That his last movie?
Pinocchio. Pinocchio was. My apologies. But they don't
Papa.
Like. Yeah. They just don't like animated movies.
That's in the movie, dude.
Oh, I know. I know. Okay. I know. Yeah. I know you were being relevant.
Yeah,
about
I was
it.
Being
yeah.
relevant.
No, I know. Yes. So I have Guillermo del Toro for Frankenstein because it started off. The traction on that one was a little bumpy to get started.
Yeah.
But the moment it hit TIFF, I think it started to kind of just like catapult. Then it hit New York Film Festival and it kept going up. And now it's just released this past weekend.
I have issues with that movie.
I'm sure you do.
That's a follow lot of up to that. I have issues
a lot of people do.
with that movie.
A lot
it
of people
is climbing
do.
In favor.
That
more
is true.
More people seem to like
I
it.
I saw it on like almost every list that I looked at.
It's a big technical movie though, right?
Yes.
Like, it's hard to ignore from like an Academy point of view.
Yes, and I would never compare it to the movie that I'm about to say, which is another technical movie, Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
That one ended up getting a Best Picture and I believe a Best Director nomination as well.
Yeah. Got a lot of nominations.
That got the most nominations of any movie of the, I think that was the 2016 Oscars, because the movie came out in 2015.
Yes. Yep.
Now, I don't think that Frankenstein is a nearly as good or will get that many nominations, but I think they love Guillermo del Toro, and I think that as a technical movie, I think they will be inclined to throw that in a few places, so I do think that...
See, that's why I also am leaning Wicked getting nominations. It's the technical...
It's all the other stuff around it.
Well, hey, both those movies look similar, so if you're into that... they do.
I'm not fighting you on that one.
Yeah.
I'm not fighting
they
you
do.
Whatsoever. Oh no! I'm not saying you're wrong. That's what I'm saying. Like I'm allowed. Like I'm not.
Yeah, okay.
I have no.
I'm just
no
pointing it out there.
I haven't seen either of them, so I can't say anything.
Fair enough. Those are mine. So
all right, let me round this out. We got PTA obviously. We got Zhao obviously, and we got Trier obviously. But I'm going Josh Safdie also with you guys. And then the one that I'm going for. Which I'm not certain of is I'm going actually for Jafar Panahi for
it was just an accident.
I think he's got a story to him. I think he's got
Palme
d'Or behind him, and I'm wondering if the Academy takes a chance and actually nominates him. I don't know if
they might.
They
do like throwing in like one of the foreign film.
See, directors. That's where I put Park Chan-wook in.
He was one of my next, but also Coogler.
Yeah.
I think he deserves it, but I don't know if the Academy's going to give it to him.
That movie, Sinners is way more technically sound, in my opinion, than both Wicked and
Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it looks better. Mm-hmm. It was a better cinematic experience.
It's a very fun movie, too.
I think he should get it. Yeah. I just don't think the Academy will. It came out really early in the year.
It did.
I think
see, that's
cooled
you know
what,
they,
on
but
it.
That's
they,
what, that was my thing. Yeah. It's like, I think,
but remember, he got like the Black Panther thing going, and that came out in the middle of summer, you know?
That came
and
out
like,
in February.
February, okay, that's even crazier.
But I'm just saying for director.
Yeah, no,
I think also it might be a little like, it's not your time yet. Like, you still have a lot in you, so.
Yeah.
Especially because of the genre.
Yes, that's a big part of it too.
Well, I mean, I agree with that in that he has to make a good movie, I think, in order for him to be in the conversation.
That is crazy that you just said nice stuff about Sinners just to turn around and slam him like that.
That's what I do.
That's
baby.
What you do.
No,
gotta keep him on their toes.
I like Fruitvale Station.
Yeah, Fruitvale Station. Yeah,
great movie.
I like the first Creed.
All right.
Creed is like the best
Rocky movie.
Yeah. I don't know.
Have you seen Rocky 3, dude? Come on.
I do like Creed though, and I like Sinners a lot. I think Sinners is his best movie by far.
So you like all of his non-Marvel movies, is what I'm hearing.
Absolutely. Well,
because the only two he has other than that are the Black Panther movies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. I like them. Yeah. I like them. Just the whole.
Yeah.
The Marvel thing, really.
His next movie is lined up, Black Panther 3. So, you know, yeah, don't worry about it.
We can make another comparison. Blade 2 looks very similar to the first Black Panther. They have very similar effects.
Visual
effects look very similar.
Yeah, and there are, 15, 16 years apart?
Yeah, about that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. With that being said.
Look good in a CD-ROM player.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, Blade 2 really had those PlayStation 2 graphics.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I think that's a good list. I'm still curious. We'll get into it in the next category. But I am curious about what the surrounding. It was just an accident. It does have the Palme d'Or. Yeah. And, you know, the past few years, the Palme d'Or has always kind of snuck in somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Other than Titan.
Yeah, that is true.
The past few years. Right.
Preaching to the choir.
You're preaching to a big choir. Yeah.
Haven't they, most of the Palme d'Or, won Best Picture in the past couple of years?
Nominated for sure.
Anora.
Parasite.
Anatomy of a Fall didn't win.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Triangle of Sadness didn't win, but was nominated. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Titane was just nowhere to be seen.
No, because why would they? When the Academy was like, we want nothing to do with this movie.
Yeah. It's awesome that they're missing the Palme d'Or.
So awesome.
Very awesome.
I'm excited about her new movie. It's called Alpha.
When can anyone see it?
No one knows.
Neon just acquired it, and then they were like, We'll deal with you later.
Which makes me more excited to see it because, I heard
they don't know what to do with it.
They don't know what to do with it. Also, it made a lot of people angry.
Oh yeah,
at Cannes. I think it was at Cannes, right?
It premiered at Cannes.
Yeah, a lot of people. And I'm like,
it's already had a full theatrical run in France.
In France,
what?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah,
I had no idea. That's crazy. Wow. So we're just waiting on this side of the ocean just to.
That just makes me more excited, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm just like,
you love a divisive movie.
Yeah. You hear a movie made everybody mad, and it's like, that's the top
Mike's
of your
like,
anticipation.
I'm there day one. There.
French
Boom,
people
baby.
Mad, dude?
Yeah. Yeah. French people mad is crazy.
It doesn't take much to make French
that's
people
true.
Mad.
That
the
is
gas
true.
Goes up a cent, they'll burn down the city.
Cheese, that much more?
Yeah, exactly.
Burn it all down.
Unacceptable. Yeah.
What are we doing? Best Picture?
We have Best Picture now.
Okay.
Do you want me to start this one?
Yes, please.
Just
yes,
continue
please.
Continue the trend.
So instead of the 5, we have the 10 now.
The
so.
10.
Yes.
So. All right. So I have 10 Best Picture nominees.
That's good.
Then,
that's how many
then,
there are.
And then two,
could
sneak in movies.
I just, right off the bat, just to say, I do think a lot of them are pretty locked in, but there's so many this year, I have no idea.
Yeah, the
I
bottom.
Know,
yeah.
And
the
I'm
same.
Like, I don't
I
know.
The bottom part, I was
it's
like,
all
I,
over the
I
place.
Was flip-flopping. Yeah.
I have 6 locks, and then the rest of the
rest
four,
are
I'm so scared.
Hands in the air, don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I have 4 absolute locks.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'm like...
Tell us.
I will. the first one, One Battle After Another.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to win.
Okay.
I have sentimental value.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I have Hamnet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have Marty Supreme.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I have.
I feel pretty good about those 4.
Yeah.
I feel very.
That, those are my 4 locks.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, and then I have. It Was Just an Accident.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I have Sinners.
Okay.
I have Train Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
I have Wicked for Good. I have Avatar, Fire and Ash, and I have Frankenstein. Now. My could sneak in movies are Begonia,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
and Blue Moon.
Ooh.
See, I think they would choose, like, to me, it would be like either Blue Moon or Train Dreams.
Or Train Dreams.
Or Blue Moon and, you know, one or the other.
Yes,
yeah.
I agree.
One of the indie darlings.
My thing is Frankenstein, for me, it's the same reason Wicked and Avatar are there. They're going to get so many technical nominations that you can't ignore them for the best picture.
Mm-hmm.
However,
They're noisy movies, too.
Yeah. Big directors behind them, you know?
Yeah.
I just don't know if it's actually a strong enough film. Because, like, there's been the buzz, but, like, overall, there's been a lot of people going, like, yeah, sure, you know? And I haven't seen it yet, but that's kind of the reaction I'm hearing.
Yeah.
And I think... With Blue Moon, everyone who's seeing it, I've been seeing a big rise in, like, hey, I
currently
love
playing
this
at the Highland
currently
Cinema.
Currently playing at Highland Cinema.
Yeah. I'm going to let you two take that one from now on. Anytime I try to say it, I'm, like, way outdated, so.
But, I mean, I saw it. I thought it was one of the best movies of the year. I thought the script was brilliant. I thought Ethan Hawke was brilliant. I thought the costumes and the sets and everything. I feel like it has enough for Best Picture. Mm-hmm. And Bugonia was one that I was like, I really wanted to put in there because Yorgos is, he's been pretty big with the Academy, Emma Stone. I just think it's probably too weird, like, for them. Not that Poor Things wasn't weird. I just mean, like, it's a different kind of movie, and it's also, like, kind of, I don't know, the tone of it doesn't really strike what I think Academy voters will be going
it's
for.
It's a smaller scale, too. It doesn't have the big, like, production
behind
it.
Yeah.
I just had to double-check the numbers, but Blue Moon has made more money than Christie.
Yeah, I mean, everything has.
Yeah, but dude,
it's crazy.
I think my last paycheck pulled in more than
Christie. But that's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, a character piece.
Christie was in, what, 2,600
theaters?
Yeah.
That is
Blue
wild.
Moon's in, like, at the Highland four other theaters.
Christie had, what I sent it to you, it was like a $643 per theater average over the whole weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts.
It's bad.
Now, to be fair, Blue Moon's been out a little longer, but I'm just saying.
But still,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
28 or 2,600 theaters, whatever it was. Like,
that's kind of insane.
That means everyone went, nah.
Yeah, it was a huge bomb.
Yeah.
Anyways, I wanted to double check.
Yeah. Yes.
You know,
but
double check the numbers.
I think,
but Blue Moon could get there.
I think it has a chance.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. I like that list.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
So with that said, at number one, I have Christie. Number two, I have One Battle After Another.
Yeah.
Of course. So my locks are One Battle After Another, Sentimental Value.
Yeah.
Hamnet. Mm-hmm. I also have, so those are three, where am I? Oh, Marty Supreme. Almost skipped right over that. Marty Supreme as well. I have those four locked. I also have Sinners locked. I think that one,
I think it'll get there.
These days they like to throw in that, like, that crowd favorite, and I think that one's been a crowd favorite for the better part of the year, like since April.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
I think it has a really strong chance of getting in. I also have Wicked locked because I think that they're just gonna, I just think that that's something they'll do.
It's gonna make, like, dude, don't just throw it in for the sake of throwing it in.
We're trying to guess. There's,
what are you talking about?
No, not
are
you.
We,
I'm
the Academy.
No, I mean, because it's on my list, too. Not you. I mean, the Academy.
Yeah. Yes.
I agree.
Don't just throw it in.
Because Ariana's is gonna bring a lot of young viewers to it.
Dude,
like,
maybe
sure,
it's Apocalypse Now. You know what I mean? Like,
maybe it's just the best movie you've ever seen.
But it's not going to be.
Have you seen the first one?
I did see the first one.
Okay.
Yeah. It was, I sang along. I know all the songs. It's fine. You know?
It did what it needed to do.
It's not Best Picture.
I didn't see it.
Yeah. It's fine. It's,
I was like, I don't need to see it.
I mean, there's like talking goats and stuff.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
You know.
Peter Dinklage.
Yeah.
Talking goats, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You're kind of selling
and
me.
And singing goats, if that
helps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's fine. It's fine.
Right.
I agree. It's weird that it's Best Picture, but not when you look at it from, like,
it's all the outside stuff
all
around
the outside
it.
Stuff around it,
for sure.
I don't know, like, I know the soundtrack pretty well, and like I said, like, all the best songs are in part one. Everyone knows that.
Yes.
In this case, them breaking it up into this means that
act one,
the Academy just loves big productions, though.
They really do.
Big
showy
with costumes.
Oh,
that was the first movie.
But that's the first movie.
Yeah,
it's like, where? Yeah, I know they wrote a new song for it.
Yeah,
and like,
and Coleman Domingo's in this one too. So
he's in literally everything right now. He's almost like the new
everything that the Oscars love.
Yeah.
I just got a text from my mom that said, "How can you not watch Wicked? I'm so disappointed."
she and also, she is correct.
She also texted earlier that she likes Step Up 2 as well. So.
Nice.
Yo, Mama Pike's got some good taste. Yeah. Yeah, I know what the next family gathering is going to be watching.
Yeah,
strapping you to a chair, putting on
nine
Wicked.
Step Up movies.
Yeah, yeah. My mom and my sister will be on
all
it,
over it.
Yeah, I do have it locked for that reason.
Yes.
See, because people love it. Like, it's just too, and it hasn't even come out yet, and I already know it's too beloved to not.
Yeah.
The double feature too. Some theaters are going to be doing the double feature.
They won people over. Part one was the hard part, right? Because everyone was doubting it, and then once they showed what they could do, I think people are like, "Yeah, just give it to it."
They're locked.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, they're like, oh, I saw the first one, and the first one got an Oscar. Let's just get the second one too.
I wish I could direct a step-up movie and then just have a throw-in, like, yeah, just might as well give your movie the best picture nod. Like,
right?
That'd be so sick, dude.
Yeah.
That'd be so awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, what are your next five, Elijah?
I have Begonia making it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have Avatar Fire and Ash making it. I have Jay Kelly making it.
Interesting.
I thought it's on a lot of lists.
Here's the thing.
It's on a lot of lists.
The reason that I...
Same with Sandler, by the way.
Yeah.
Sandler's
I have him in my supporting
mix.
One. But I have Jay Kelly in here because... famously, the Academy does love a story about an actor, about like, oh my God, this is what Hollywood's like, you know? Oh my God, look at us on display. Like, they kind of like that.
Unless it's Babylon, but that's
that is true.
That was too much on display.
Too much.
Netflix
yeah.
was doing an interesting thing where they, with their 35 millimeter rollout of that, they went to all the like classic movie houses of the U.S. and debuted the film on
35
mil, and paid for like some theaters to bring back 35 millimeter projection for that screening. So I think they're doing a push on it, and it could work.
Nice. Yeah, I could see it happening. You know,
it's on our list to get on 35, so like at the Highlands. So.
There you go. See, and it's, you know, it's George Clooney. It's Adam
and
Sandler.
And Baumbach.
Noah Baumbach.
Like three powerhouses in the industry. So I could see it sneaking its way in there. At number 10, I have Frankenstein as well.
Yeah.
And then my honorable mention is more, again, more manifesting. It would be No Other Choice by Park Chan-wook. I would really love to see that one in there. I don't see a big chance of it, but I would really like to see it.
You didn't have Train Dreams, did you?
I did not.
No.
No. I wouldn't mind seeing that one in there. I just think it's like that's got an uphill battle to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. For sure.
So also you can't take out of consideration the studios too. Like Frankenstein is a Netflix movie.
That's
Train
what
Dreams.
I was just going to bring up.
Okay.
I
mean,
they got
we're
four,
on the same wavelength.
They got four right now that they're trying to push, and I'm like, you got to start picking which one you're going for.
Yeah.
Here,
yeah. You can't fight yourself. On
yeah. That. And I think that is what's splitting the vote for me, which is like, what one's going to be the bottom, like the 10th slot?
Yeah.
It's going to be one of the Netflix ones fitting in there. So that's the trouble right now. It's like, which one do you pick? But
Netflix is really good at getting nominated. They
just
never win, unfortunately.
If you have four, you got to narrow that down.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
Too much, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want me to just run through mine then?
Please.
All right. I also have One Battle After Another and Sentimental Value and Hamnet and Marty Supreme. I think we're all on the same page for that.
Yeah.
I also have Sinners and I have Wicked for Good on there.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I have It Was Just an Accident.
Mm-hmm.
I have No Other Choice. I have
Frankenstein
and I have Begonia.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So,
see,
I would like that best picture. I would love that.
For some internationals. I think it's deserved, especially like Park Chan-wook. I'm like, give him something.
Yeah.
It was just an accident. I've just been hearing so much about. I haven't seen that one yet. That's one of the ones that I haven't seen on this list that I really want to. And then I think Frankenstein, like we were talking about, it's all the production, it's all the technical, and they love Del Toro. And then Begonia also. Yorgos was a big part of that, but also if I'm going with Plemons and Stone for acting,
it
kind of comes along with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the one that I had on my like 10th spot. So I also was like House of Dynamite, Jay Kelly, Train Dreams, like all the Netflix ones that I'm still bouncing around. But I think I landed on Frankenstein as like the one for Netflix to pick. But
I did go back and forth on No Other Choice because I feel like the best picture. They have been choosing a lot more international films recently. The reason I didn't is because Park Chan-wook's been in some hot water for politics in the film industry this year. Like, he got kicked out.
He got kicked out of a couple
of guilds for breaking the strike
rules.
That's
true.
And
that's true. They don't like that.
And those are the people he upset. So that's why I didn't. I think it should be in there. And I think the movie was fantastic. I just think. I just think for that reason he might get brushed aside.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I didn't really forgot about that.
But I'm still
I know, I still want it.
I kind of have a mix of all three of your lists.
Nice.
So I don't except for one that
Die My Love.
No, I did not put Die My Love on there. Of course the four that we all chose. I did put Begonia on there.
Mm-hmm.
Avatar Fire and Ash. Train Dreams got there for me. Wicked for Good. No Other Choice. And I did put Testament of Anne Lee on there.
Yeah.
I think.
Okay.
I mean.
It's got a shot for sure.
It does.
It's historical, you know.
70 millimeter.
70 millimeter. It looks like an Oscar movie.
Yeah.
It's also, so far, probably one of my favorite, if not my favorite movie of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty neck and neck with. I mean, there's still a bunch to come out yet.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, yeah. Like none of us have seen Marty Supreme, like,
yeah, or Hamnet, like,
or yeah, or Hamnet. There's a bunch of movies that could, I don't know, take it over. But I just really like Testament of Ann Lee. Just got me. I was like, yeah, this is. It's not, but it's definitely not for everybody. It's 100% not for everybody.
Yeah,
I mean, neither is The Brutalist, but that's still saw nomination.
Yeah.
You know,
and that was really high up there too.
Yeah.
So I could see it happening with the right push.
It's a really interesting directing style, and like stylistically, it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it's like kind of a musical as well, right?
It is.
Has elements.
It has. They're marketing it like a musical, mm-hmm. except it's not a traditional musical.
Sure. I love that.
They've baked it because it's about the Quakers and the sort
the Shaker
of origin.
Movement?
And the origin of that sort of movement. They've sort of baked old hymns and other things into the story as sort of part of the movie, which is
sounds
like,
cool though.
It is cool, yeah. And the dance sequences and stuff. It's less about, I mean, there is moments of this that you feel it, but for the most part, for me anyway, it was less about like two people walking, then all of a sudden they're singing. More so like it feels
natural.
Very natural inside of the movie. So I guess that's the definition of a musical is if the songs progress. Yes. Well, yeah, in a way, a bunch of times, yes, mm-hmm. it is like part of the scene. But that the songs progress the story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're not just songs inside of, you know, they're not just, it's not just
they
a
don't
concert.
Take you out.
It's not just a concert film. So, yeah, it's a really interesting, I hadn't seen a musical done like this in this particular way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
I'm very excited to see it.
It's very interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know if it gets there. That's what I'd want.
Yeah, but that's what these way too early Oscar predictions are all about, because we never know if it's going to get there. But
once it comes out, people see it, it could just take the world by storm.
Yeah, it could be a lock in the top five.
It's also a really noisy December, though.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
True.
Yeah.
A lot of these, Avatar, Marty Supreme, Testament of Ann Lee, Hamnet. I mean, those are four movies that are coming out.
No
that
Other Choice technically comes out on the 25th
Christmas,
also.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. It's just one we've all seen because of like film festivals and whatnot. So
That's
a great list, everybody.
Yeah.
I love
the
research that everybody put into this. Now, right before we go, I do have our bucket here. of movies that have been recommended to us all.
That's a lot, dude. Did you pad the numbers there?
I promise you I did not.
Okay.
I promise you these are all from either someone texting in, messaging us on our Instagram page, or someone who heard it from the office at Radio Western and was like, I want to put a movie in there. So please, everybody, I will actually, I don't think you or I should
got you. Get someone else to do it.
We'll get these two to pick for us. So I will let you pick for me.
Okay. I have Umbrellas of Cherbourg.
Okay.
Nice. Have you seen this movie?
I have not.
Okay. You're in for one.
Yes.
I have not.
It's very good.
Yeah?
It's a very good movie.
Beautiful. Love the director.
I'm very excited for that one. Which is funny because when it was recommended, I messaged back like, God, I hope I get this one. So
I'm a big musical person, so that seems right that I picked it.
Very nice.
See, that's why you might be really into The Testament of Ann
Lee. I'm waiting.
Or maybe you'll just be super annoyed by it. I don't know.
No, I think I'll be down for it.
No way.
Shut up.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was my suggestion.
Dude,
there's shenanigans happening. There's shenanigans happening around here.
You guys all witnessed that.
Yep. Seriously.
That's shenanigans,
dude. He pulled from an entire...
Yeah, all of those are Phantom Threat.
Pull any of them. Pull any of them, you will see. Pull any of them, you will see. You can open them all up afterwards.
Oh, so glad I didn't get that. Also, which one? There's 900 of them.
For people listening,
yes.
Mike's movie is Phantom Thread.
That would have been dope. King of New York. My movie's Phantom Thread.
Which you haven't seen?
Jurassic Park.
Nope.
Okay.
It's the only PTA he hasn't seen.
Yep.
That's sweet. Dead Ringers.
Yep.
That's a great choice.
That would have been a great one. He's making sure that there weren't multiples.
The Elephant Man, sure.
Yep. Devastating, but good.
Jurassic Park is a weird one. I mean, sure, I'll rewatch Jurassic Park, but Old Boy, but Spike Lee's.
Right?
That's fire, dude.
That was a fun one.
And
then the last one that we got, I think?
Family Plot. That's an old one.
Yeah, the Hitchcock.
I have not seen that.
All right, while he goes through these.
Last one, Tiffany the Doll. Okay.
Wow.
No shenanigans.
The Tubi original.
You pulled it.
See, you, like, look at that corner.
I didn't fold the corner.
Yeah, but you talked to them, and then, like, pulled.
It's
then,
a conspiracy.
All right.
Had it,
we
like,
have to get to trivia.
On the other side.
We have to get to movie trivia. So thank you all for tuning in to Outside the Frame, London's only movie talk show. And thank you, Dalton and Maddie, for joining us today.
Thanks for
having
us.
Thank
you
so much. I really appreciate both of you being here.
Mike's walking out of here.
Yeah. Once again, my name is Elijah.
I'm Maddie.
I'm Mike.
And I'm Dalton.
And we will see you all next week with Umbrellas of Cherbourg and Phantom Thread.
Whatever that
We will see you then. Take care of yourselves.
So angry.